This is Kathy Kruger.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
And welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world, people sharing ways to improve your life.
And today, Jonah, our great guest is Courtney Sahalis, and we're going to be talking about the new and exciting Millbrook Library.
Well, Courtney Sahalis, welcome to Radio Rotary.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, let's talk about libraries, not just the Millbrook Library, but libraries in general. You know, when I was growing up, the library was sort of a dark, dank place, and every library was required to have a little old lady who spent a lot of time saying, shh. Now, our radio audience can't see you, but you're not a little old lady. Do you say shush a lot?
I rarely shush. Mostly okay. It's for the teenagers. But,
So how is the modern library different than when I grew up with, where, you know, you asked for a book and they rubber stamped the date it was due back. And if you were late, you got 3 cents a day. Now we've got computers, you got programs, you got all sorts of great stuff. Tell us how the modern library functions.
I think in a lot of ways, libraries have changed drastically, and in some ways, they haven't really changed at all. So libraries from the beginning have always really been about information and providing access to information to people in our communities. And we're still doing that, just in a modern way. So previously, the best way of accessing information was definitely books. That's kind of the only option we had for a while. And now we have definitely moved into the world of online resources. We have ebooks, audiobooks, movies, TV shows that people can download from the comfort of their home, which is really nice. And we've definitely, I think, picked up our community programming, especially here in Millbrook, where we really want to be the center of the community and the heart of the community and place where everybody feels welcome and comfortable and can learn new things and just better themselves and feel empowered through accessing information.
You bring back a memory when you say that research used to be books of the guy that would go door to door selling the Encyclopedia Britannica. And if your friend had an Encyclopedia Britannica, you know his parents were doing well. They were rich because they bought him a Encyclopedia Britannica, and you go over there and do your research for homework. Times have changed. One of the problems with online research, of course, is that, you know, some of it may be a little bit sketchy. You don't know, is it bona fide? Is it just made up? Is it half fiction, half fact? How do you deal with that?
That's definitely an issue. And I think one of the things that we're trained in as librarians is teaching information literacy skills. So how to fact check, how to like verify sources, make sure that what you're reading on the internet is actually true. And we're more than happy to teach those skills to people. And I think that's really important because there's a lot of information out there on the internet, but, you know, kind of anybody can put it out there. So it's to make sure that what you're reading and sharing with people is credible, verifiable information.
And I love the way you say that you help people, because I know, well, Courtney and I go back a little bit. I just have to tell you that. Courtney, I'm a Pleasant Valley resident, and Courtney started out in our Pleasant Valley library. And she worked there many, many years in our library before she, Courtney, why don't you tell us what your position is at the Millbrook Library?
I'm the director. Yes. I've been the director for a little over 3 years now. I started in June 2020, but I've been working in libraries for a little over 12 years, and I started at the Pleasant Valley Library.
Yes. So So I have to say, we gave Courtney her start.
But very good.
But what I wanted to actually say is that there are people that don't necessarily know how to use a computer, and they don't have those skills. And the beauty of it is you can go to your local library and you can actually walk into the library and say, I don't have a clue how to use a computer.
That would be me.
Yeah. Seriously, I don't know how to do these things. And someone at the library will actually sit down and walk you through things, which I think is just a lifesaver.
It's definitely a lot to get started with if you're not used to it. I know like the generation coming up, they're kind of like digital natives and are very comfortable with technology. But if you're just starting out with it, it can be very overwhelming and very confusing. And we have a really great staff here that's very patient and definitely take the time to walk people through things so they understand them.
Right.
You know, you're talking about the generation coming up. I remember a big day in our lives when a teacher walked us in elementary school to the local library, and we all got our library cards. And then every Saturday morning, you go down there and get a whole selection of books for the week. But as you said, kids are growing up now with the screens. Have you seen a drop off in the number of children that use a children's library, or is that still going strong?
That's still going really strong. We do have school visits. So this year we had the third grade and the fifth grade come to visit us, and we're hoping to expand that next year where it was almost every month they were coming. We have the preschool come in and visit pretty often. And we are actually, we've gone a couple times to like the local middle school and to the high school to kind of reach out to the students there to really engage them. And I think kids are definitely still reading. They just may be reading in different ways, whether it's on tablets or smartphones, but they're definitely still reading and they really enjoy it.
Of course, when I was taking books out of the library, they were on stone tablets. That's how long ago we're talking about. Our guest on Radio Rotary is Courtney Sahalis. She is the director of the Millbrook Library. She's talking about the great things you can find in your local library. And a lot of Rotary clubs do support their local library. I'm up in the Red Hook Rotary Club. We have a unique library in Red Hook. It's worth a visit to Red Hook just to look at the library. It's got eight sides to it. It's an octagon. And our Red Hook Rotary Club had the pleasure of joining with the library staff in expanding wireless internet during the pandemic, and we helped furnish the children's library. So your local Rotary Club is very big on supporting your local library. So libraries in the 21st century, how are they going to be different?
Oh, I think that's a great question. I think one of the things that libraries are kind of looking at right now is the emergence of AI technology and how that
meaning what the initials
meaning
AI.
What timeout yeah
Okay, so AI technology, you might have seen news articles about it, but it's basically like where you can chat to AI and like get answers back type of thing. And it's kind of been buzzing in the library world because you may heard of controversy about like AI generated images where basically you can put in a prompt and a computer will spit out an image to you. And there's been a lot of controversy about like, is that art? Is that stealing people's art?
Right. AI being artificial intelligence.
Intelligence. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to speak in our language here.
I think there's a lot of discussion about how that's going to grow in the future.
And we're going to find out about the future of library and artificial intelligence when we come back after Kathy Kruger tells us who has the great intelligence to sponsor Radio Rotary this week.
There you go. We are sponsored by Salisbury Bank, Third Eye Associates, Hunt and Harvest Caterers, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
We'll be back with more Radio Rotary right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Are there wedding bells in your future? Hi, this is Rotarian Cindy Kish. Hunt and Harvest is a full-service catering company covering the Hudson Valley, Connecticut, the Berkshires, New York City, and beyond. Although we specialize in wedding celebrations, we are also available for all of your special occasions. We recently opened Hunt and Harvest Provisions, a place where you can purchase our handmade products, prepared meals, and desserts, as well as specialty grocery items. We are conveniently located in the village of Millbrook at 18 Washington Avenue. Contact us today at provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com. That's provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation. We raise funds from donations and from events such as our annual luncheon, bowling tournament, and memorial golf outings. We give the money to programs that champion prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects are scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Dutchess Overdose Awareness Memorial. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
You're listening to Magic 92.5 WGHQ, and there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
Salisbury Bank is your friendly hometown bank with 14 branches throughout the tri-state area.
Salisbury Bank offers personal and business banking, mortgages, and commercial loans.
Salisbury Bank is your local community bank with local decision making and high service. Your local bank for all of your local needs.
Salisbury Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Salisbury Bank, because where you bank matters.
Marion, Madam Librarian, oh, what can I do, my dear, to catch your ear? I love you madly, madly, Madam Librarian. Marion, heaven help us if the library caught on fire and the volunteer hose brigade men had to whisper the news to Marion.
That was the immortal Robert Preston singing about Marion the Librarian. Madam, we don't librarian. Have Marion the Librarian. We have Courtney the Librarian. Courtney Sahalas, director of the Millbrook Library, and she's going to talk to us about what libraries have to offer today in the 21st century. Courtney, welcome back to Radio Rotary.
Thank you so much.
So, in the first part of the show, we started to talk a little bit about the difference between libraries in the 1950s and 60s when I was a kid and libraries today in the 21st century. We still have the books. You still can check them out. But we also have things like ebooks and computer research and stuff. And Kathy's got a good question coming up.
So, as Rotarians, every year we give dictionaries to our third graders. Do kids still use dictionaries, do you think, Courtney?
I think they might. I know it probably depends on the kid. Like, I know when I was little, I had access to, like, online dictionaries, but I still liked using a physical one. So it's always good to give them multiple options to find information.
Good answer, Courtney.
So what got you interested in library work? What made Courtney Sahalas decide she wants to be a librarian?
So it was totally accidental, actually. A lot of people get into this profession, like, kind of accidentally, where I was going to college. I had just finished my first year of college, and I had no idea what I wanted to do, but I knew I liked English. I really loved reading. And I applied for a volunteer position at the Pleasant Valley Library because I figured it was good to get some experience for a resume. And they called me up and asked if I wanted to work there. And I said absolutely and was so excited and started off working off one day a week, like 3 hours at night. And it just kind of grew from there, where it didn't take me very long after I started working there to figure out this is what I want to do for a career and with the rest of my life. And I just really love it. I don't think there are a lot of places where people can just walk into a building and enjoy it without spending money. That's one thing I'm really proud of doing at our library is that we're fine free. So there's no overdue fines, which I think is really nice because when I was little, I racked them up a lot.
You see these feature articles every once in a while in the television news or a newspaper of somebody who returns, a copy of Inherit the Win after sitting on it for 50 years. And if they wanted the fines, it'd be thousands of dollars, but they usually waive it. And then they put it in a display case because it's now a first edition.
Right.
Do you find that fewer books are returned because you're fine free?
I actually think more books are returned because people aren't bringing them back anymore. Mm-hmm. I think there's a big sense of like embarrassment and shame when you have an overdue library book. At least that's how I felt. And now that people know that we're fine free, they can just bring it back and go check out another one. I think it's less stressful for people.
Yeah.
Well, bring the books back to Courtney. She's a wonderful young lady and a delight to know. And all is forgiven. There'll be no fines. Kathy.
And then during COVID, I know our library, and I'm sure the Millbrook Library was too, we had the drive-up service where people could, libraries were lifesavers, I think, for people during COVID. Courtney, I'm sure you go ahead and take it away on how great libraries were during COVID.
Yeah, it was, I came in June 2020, so I came in kind of in the middle of the height of the pandemic. And one of the first things that we did was implement curbside service. Uh-huh. Try to reach out to people in any ways that we could. We did online programs. We really pushed our online resources. We stepped up our spending on ebooks because that was one of the primary ways that people could access our resources easily.
Explain what an ebook is, Courtney.
Yeah. So an ebook is a book that basically you can download and read on your phone, tablet, Kindle, computer, from the comfort of anywhere, pretty much. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of apps that people can access for free. All you need is your library card, and it's super easy to get started. And if people are interested, you can come on in and we can show you how to do it.
Yeah. And that was a way of checking in on people too during COVID to make sure everybody was okay, for people that might not have had people able to check in on them also during COVID. So libraries were lifesavers. Another quick question I have for you are, one of our Rotarians, and I won't mention her name if she didn't want me to, is very profoundly deaf, and she looped our library. Is your library looped for people with hearing difficulties?
It's not yet, but it's definitely something that I want to do.
Okay.
Kathy, explain what the, Kathy Owens is a registered nurse, so she knows all this medical stuff that I don't understand. What do you mean by looped? I mean, well, I know what I mean by looped when I'm looped, but
it was a device. She had, it was, the lines were all set up in the library. I don't know how she did it. She's wonderful. I mean, I'll use her first name, Ellen, where she had the lines going around the room where you could plug in so that if she sat in a room, she could plug in her device to her hearing aid, and then she could hear when people were talking.
Oh, all right.
It was wonderful, and then she could hear everything, so it was great. And I mean, that's Ellen. She did that for Rotary International too.
Sure.
She made them so that when she sat in there, it was all, everything was captioned. You know, she got them to caption everything so that she could see everything and hear, or she could read everything, you know, for the programs. So
our guest on Radio Rotary is Courtney Sahalas, director of the Millbrook Library. We're talking about libraries in the 21st century. Now, Courtney, in addition to offering books and research on computers and computer lessons, a lot of libraries are getting into programs, guest speakers, crafts for the kids, crafts for the senior citizens. What kind of programs do people enjoy at the Millbrook Library?
People really enjoy art, music. I would say local history programs tend to do really well. Our kids' story times are very, very popular. Yesterday, we have a program called Creative Explorations every Wednesday at 4:30 for the kids. And yesterday, we did boat racing where they had to make and design their own boat, and then we raced them in rain gutters that we had out on the pond. So that one. But I think something that it's been really cool to see grow since COVID is just the range of our programming and how people are responding to it. So last year we had more people attend our adult and teen programs than we've had since I could find statistics for going back to 2011.
Wow.
Which was encouraging. So we're definitely up to, we're even surpassing pre-COVID numbers. And for kids programs, I think we're on track to do that as well for this year. So people are really responding to it and we love providing them.
And one of the great things about your local library is that all of these services, the programs, the books, the computer work, it's all free of charge, right?
Yes.
Right. Because you have dedicated people like our guest, Courtney Sahalas of the Millbrook Library. We're going to find out more about what you can get at your local library right after these important messages. So stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Rotarian Susan Simon of Third Eye Associates. Rotarians devote themselves to caring for others. Sometimes we forget to care for ourselves, especially when it comes to planning for our future. At Third Eye Associates, we provide fee-only financial life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. ThirdEyeAssociates.com for more information or call us at 845-752-2216. That's 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to Magic 92.5 WGHQ, and there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Trebwasser. With me is my co-host and our producer, Kathy Kruger. And one of the jobs of the producer, besides trying to keep me in line, is to book terrific guests. And she's booked another terrific guest, and she's going to introduce her. Go ahead, Kathy.
Today, our very special guest, and I've known her since she was a newbie, is Courtney Sahalas. And she is the director of the Millbrook Library, and she is so sweet, and she's wonderful, and I've kind of watched her grow up, and I'm very proud of her. And she is wonderful, and she's talking to us about libraries that have come such a long way and do so much for our communities. And so, Courtney, tell us a little bit about the Millbrook Library, but I'd kind of like to start off telling us a little bit about, if you could, just real quick, I know we've been talking about libraries and how they've come into the 20th century, but if you could just give us a little bit of an idea of what you're doing a little bit differently about the refrigerator program that you're doing with the library, because that's something totally, totally different that no other library that I think is doing.
Yeah, so I think the one library that I know in our system that is doing it is the Poughkeepsie Library.
Oh, they are. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but I think we're one of the newer ones where we've started a community fridge program in partnership with the Millbrook Rotary.
Yes.
And the goal is to provide food to people in our community that need it. No questions asked, no paperwork necessary. Just come in and get what you need. And we did a soft launch in April where we didn't really announce it. We just kind of started stocking it with food. And then we did a full launch on the Rotary Day of Service where we had people from Rotary here talking about it. We had people at Morona's, our local grocery store, collecting food for it. And the community has really responded very positively in terms of people donating food, people wanting to donate money towards the fridge for us to buy food for it, and people using the fridge to take food. We knew there was a need in Millbrook because during the pandemic, the local diner gave out meals during COVID, and there was definitely a need for it. The line was actually like, it was in the parking lot next to my house, and the line went past my house. So,
oh my gosh.
People don't generally think of Millbrook as needing this kind of.
Right, because Millbrook is considered a little bit of an affluent community, but there are pockets. This is a serious need, and I'm so, because I like to help out at our food pantry in Pleasant Valley, and I am just so proud of you doing the Millbrook Library. It's wonderful.
Our Red Hook Rotary Club is very, very much involved with our food pantry and very much involved with our Red Hook Library. And, you know, if you want a great place to go and some great services and some terrific books, go to your local library. What hours are you open, Courtney, in Millbrook?
So they kind of vary on different days of the week. So I don't know if you want me to run through the whole list, but basically, if you come in between 12 and 6, we're here.
Okay. There you go. Perfect.
And you have a website for people.
We open at 10.
You have a website for people who are interested? Yeah.
What's that? It's millbrooklibrary.org.
All right. millbrooklibrary.org. Check it out. So you come into the library, and if you know, want to, you can, you know, supplement your kitchen with the food. But let's say there's people out there who, like me, you know, I'm living in the same house almost 40 years, or more than 40 years, and I've got a quite accumulation of books that, over the years, and I'm not going to read them all over again. Do you take donations of books to put out on the shelves or to sell at book sales?
We do. We take donations. We can take two or three bags or boxes at a time just so we don't get overwhelmed. But we have a really wonderful Friends of the Library volunteer group, and they have an ongoing book sale in the downstairs portion of the library. And we will definitely look through the donations, see if there's anything that we want to add to our collection. And then generally anything that doesn't get added gets added to the book sale.
Now, speaking of volunteers, your local library probably can use volunteers. What kind of jobs do you have for volunteers at the Millbrook Library?
Yeah, so the Friends group really concentrates a lot on fundraising. They're working on installing a pollinator garden on our front lawn, actually, which we're very excited about. We have people that come in as readers for the school visits, so they read to the kids when they come in. We have had, last week, actually, we had like a little building TLC volunteer group come in and spackle and paint some areas that were needed. So there's something for everybody if you're interested.
And what about this summer? What do you have something going on this summer that the volunteers are doing, or you're having a summer programs, or?
Yeah, we're starting our summer reading program next week, and we're very excited about it. We're doing something new this year called a community challenge, where for every book that people read in our community, we're going to try and give a book to kids in need to build up their home library. So we're going to work with organizations like local food pantries, local doctor's offices, to try and get books into the hands of kids that need them, and try to build up.
Lovely idea. That's terrific. Yeah. The library is the place to be, especially when it's run by such dedicated and wonderful people like the director of the Millbrook Library, Courtney Sahalis. So, Courtney, if I gave you a magic wand straight out of a book called Cinderella, and you could have anything you want, how would you improve the library system, whether it's just in Millbrook or throughout the Hudson Valley?
So I would get us a new HVAC system.
the air conditioning?
Yeah, that's not the most exciting answer. But we don't have AC right now, and last summer, and we've been working on this for years, where I've just been writing grants, and we're getting very close to the part where we can actually get it fixed. Mm-hmm. Taking a very long time. So if I had a magic wand, I would fix our HVAC system.
All right. Now let's assume the HVAC system is fixed. How would you like to see libraries improve throughout the area?
I think the best way for us to improve going forward is more community outreach, because we definitely have a dedicated group of people that come in. They know what we offer. They love our services. They use us. But there's always people that haven't been into a library in like 10 plus years. And I just want to reach to them and let them know that we're doing all this cool stuff. There probably is something here that you can find useful. We have things like a seed library for people who are interested in gardening. We just started a library of things. So we have guitars and ukuleles for people to check out.
Wow.
So we kind of expanded past just the books and the shushing and overdue fine.
Yeah, and do you also offer videos? I know in Red Hook, they offer various videos if you want to, you know.
Yeah, we still have DVDs. Yeah, we still have those. And audiobooks and all that good stuff.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh about your HVAC system, because it is important. Because I know in Pleasant Valley, in the summertime, our library is a cooling center for people. If it's hot and people don't have air conditioning, like our town hall and the library is a cooling system. So it is important. So it's no joke.
Yeah. So Courtney Sahalis, in the minute we have left, invite everybody to go to their local library. Tell them why it's important.
I think that no matter who you are, the library is something that it can offer you. Mm-hmm. Where you can not only learn new information about things that you're interested in, but you can also connect with other people in your community, whether that's through attending programs, through volunteering, just coming in and hanging out. We have lots of like intergenerational programs. We have an all ages game night where everybody can come in and play games together. We have lots of music programs, like an open night, a library jam, where you can come and play instruments and sing with people. And I think that no matter who you are, there's definitely something here that you will enjoy and find useful.
Courtney Sahalis, thank you for everything you do to make your community better through the Millbrook Library. And thanks for joining us today on Radio Rotary.
Thank you so much. It was so nice to talk with you.
It was our pleasure. Thank you, Courtney. And Kathy, who gives us the pleasure of sponsoring Radio Rotary this week?
We are sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and by the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Waukeleast, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
For my co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Treebwasa thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotaryNow.org.